this episode of American Chopper. Yee-haw! Tempers flare.
Throw it on the floor. What the hell's the difference?
And feathers fly.
Somebody stop me.
As Paul Sr. rallies the OCC troops.
She's a beaut, Clark.
In his final push to complete his POWMIA chopper.
That is killer.
Tensions run high.
Can you find a clamp in here?
Emotions run deep.
This is the most important bike that I've ever built.
As Senior's Motorcycle Memorial.
Top it off, baby.
Comes roaring to life. The havoc.
Whoa!
The hardship.
Ow!
The heroes.
That's amazing.
On this episode of American Chopper.
Turn it that way, cut the wheel that way, and don't look at me like that because you'll get knocked out. We've been working on the fabrication for this POW-MIA bike for a little more than a week now. And to be honest, I thought we'd be finished by now. But between trying to figure out the handlebars and all the other little setbacks and whatnot, we got a little behind schedule.
And we'll do the barbed wire idea you had?
The barbed wire is just going to sit on here, right?
Yeah.
Wire it in afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let me tell you, this bike's going to get finished today no matter what. All right, I'm going to get started on those handlebar covers. Let's go, Mikey.
This morning, my dad and I had to cut some pipe for the accent pieces that he wants to put on the handlebars. And you know, we really haven't been up to the new shop for a couple days.
Look at this f***ing place.
And let me tell you, it was a wreck. I mean, just crap thrown around and laying around everywhere.
Look at the saw. You can't even, look. You can pick up the saw about 6 inches and it smashes into the rack over here. Look.
I know.
Look.
It's a dangler.
The whole freaking wall's shaking.
And if you know my father, you know what that does to him. Where is he? I want to watch you two argue. I miss it.
I'm done arguing until this bike is done.
You might have to move the machine out.
What we got to do, we got to get a straight edge here. 3/4 of an inch.
Off the center of the blade?
Right.
Get rid of this.
What
this
shit?
Ridiculous. No, this stuff.
Throw it on the floor. What the hell's the difference? House in here anyhow. You know, it kind of gripes my ass. You know, Paulie's the oldest of 3 boys, but sometimes dealing with him is like dealing with a 6-year-old. I'm gonna kill somebody, I swear to God. You know what? I just can't. Look at it. Look at it. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. We're working downstairs in a 4x4 cube, and it looks better than this whole shop does. For Christ's sake, you know what? I leave him alone for what, 2 days? And the next thing you know, the whole place is trashed. I mean, you can't, there's no way you could expect to find something down here. He's got stuff lying all over the workbenches. Nothing's where it's supposed to be. It's like a freaking bomb went off in the shop.
You got the 2 clamps or what?
Yeah. It just frustrates the hell out of me.
Why do you get this thing, man?
You know what? Can you find a clamp in here?
I'd rather use something different, man. This thing's a piece of crap. It's good for its purpose.
Get that big red C clamp then.
This one?
Yeah.
I could tell my old man was about to go off on Paulie about the condition of the shop.
Keep it out of the way.
And you know, when he gets like that, you pretty much have 2 choices.
Is it fairly tight?
It's fairly tight. Let me get a little tighter.
All right, good.
Either get the hell away or hope something distracts him.
Well, how do you turn this freaking machine on again? Let me see.
There you go. Push it in.
Push what in?
Flip it up and push it in.
Huh?
Push it in, then flip it up. There you go.
Now,
you flip it up, then push it in?
Yeah.
I don't know how to turn it on.
One second. Get out of the way.
This morning, I lucked out a little bit.
I had this thing working the other day here.
Because the old man had no idea how to use the bandsaw that we just put in the shop. Blade drive on.
That's the same freaking button I push. Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Some people would love to afford this stuff, and we can't even use it. We don't know how.
How's it look, all right?
Yeah.
It's like it's right down the center.
Perfect.
Tell me how smart I am.
You're a smart guy. I went to college for a semester. There were professors there with PhDs and doctorates, and they're not nearly as smart as you are.
I don't think so.
What are you doing?
It's more than enough, no?
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I like it that way. She's a beaut, Clark.
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Guess it's good enough.
No, it's good. It's good. Let's go.
Yeah,
come on.
What are you gonna do? Just miter him?
Huh?
How's it gonna work?
Why don't we relief cut it like he said? And then you'll have a nice bend on the one side anyhow, won't you, or no?
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to miter it?
It's up to you, whatever look you're looking for.
I think if you relief cut it, it'll look a little better, no?
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to want it to be smooth, and it'll be a lot smoother doing a bunch of relief cuts.
Well, then you're still going to wind up with a point.
He didn't fold it a little bit. What do you mean?
No, he can do...
Can't you just cut a piece of pie out of there and fold it?
No, so do the same thing. Do
a bunch of little
cuts.
Just take a bunch of little slits and fold it around gently.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, let's just miter cut it, all right? Let's get this... Let's keep going. Let's get this... Perfect. You couldn't get a bend that nice.
We're just gonna drill this and tap it?
Just drill and tap it. Okay. Drill a nice half-inch hole or something in there, tap them on there, and let's do it. You know, Paulie dropped down in the shop this morning after coming in late. You know, I don't have the time or the energy now to get in an argument with him about picking up after himself and whatnot. So for now, I'm just gonna kind of bite my tongue.
Who you having do your chroming?
JC.
He's not going to have very much time.
I haven't got much to chrome.
No?
I got a sissy bar.
Little stuff.
I got a handlebars, that thing. I'm going to chrome the belt guard. That's it. Right? What else are we chroming? I ain't got a lot.
All right.
You know, I'm not going to get into arguing with Paulie or whatnot now. But let me tell you, when this bike is finished, me and Paulie, we're going to have a serious meeting about his work habits. All right, I'll be back in a little while. I'm going to get the tank and a seat.
Projects that we build, it's really important that all the detail pieces fit or coincide somehow with the overall theme of the bike. You know, you don't want to just stick anything on, no matter how cool it might look, if it doesn't fit with the whole design. For the handlebar sleeves, Senior wanted them to match the exhaust sleeves that we were going to be putting on. And you know, that added a little bit of time to the fabrication. But I think it really made a big difference.
All right, got the seat and got the tank. Let's throw that tank on here. Bolt that on. For this bike, I ordered a custom seat from Paul Cox. He's the best in the business when it comes to leather work.
This is the first seat that he's made for us, but let me tell you, his craftsmanship is outstanding.
Look at that freaking seat, man.
That's amazing.
Look at the grain in here.
That's amazing. Sharp.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
man,
nice.
Man, you can't get no nicer than that, can you?
Nah. It's a shame that you sit and cover that.
Huh? I know. Oh, that's going to look hot up there, right? Let's get a look at her, huh? Oh, man.
Go ahead. You know, when you work on a bike like this, you can sometimes have a tendency to get so focused on a part or a piece that you're fabricating that you kind of lose track of the big picture. Let me tell you, when we lowered that bike down and actually checked it out and took it all in, it's gonna be something else. It made me feel proud to be part of this project.
All right, break her down.
You know, it's always a relief when you get that last piece on the bike and you start tearing it down. You know, I guess we could have spent another week adding more details to it, because there's always one more thing you could add or something you could tweak. But you know, you kind of learn after a certain point. Those kind of changes don't necessarily make a bike any better. It just makes it different. So you have to learn when to walk away.
I tell you, this bike is turning out a lot different, but in my opinion, a lot better than what I first had in my imagination. And I think that's really because of the efforts that Rick and Campo put into it. And I know I was asking a lot of those guys to get this bike together in a week, but they really came through. And you know, I'm not really sure that I can even really tell them how much I appreciate what they've done. Now that we're finished with all the raw fabrication on the POW MIA bike, and it's over at Justin's getting painted, I decided that it might be fun to take Paulie and Mikey out hunting.
So we came up to this here shooting preserve over here, and we did some pheasant hunting.
We've never done this before, but after seeing what Mikey done with those clay pigeons on the shooting range, the guys that run this place, they thought it'd be something that we'd all enjoy.
All right, we got a point. Safety's off. All right, you guys ready?
She comes at me, don't shoot me, Dad.
How the hell did you miss that?
I don't know.
It's like right in front of your face. You're like, boom, shot it straight ahead.
Oh, easy, easy, wait, wait.
Son of a...
Reload, Pop.
Gosh, damn it.
I hear something. We're really excited to be out here with the dogs running around and the birds flushing out.
But you know, even though we got briefed on proper safety measures and everything, I gotta be honest with you. The whole idea of walking around in the woods, knowing my father's out there with a loaded shotgun, made me feel a little bit uneasy.
Don't shoot!
Come here, you son of a... Geez, that bird was any slower, would have stopped.
Whoa, oh, we got a point.
We got him cornered.
Remember, 10 o'clock, guys.
Mike, step up to the plate, buddy.
Yeah! That wasn't up.
Mike, you're sleeping.
It wasn't high enough.
There was nobody there.
That was like 6 o'clock.
There was nobody there at all.
I'm pretty disappointed today in my performance as far as hunting.
And I got totally chumped by my dad and brother.
Mike, for cripe's sake, you can't get him if you don't pull the trigger.
If you ask me, they were kind of cheating by shooting a little too low.
That's what I'm talking about.
The man said you should shoot like 10 o'clock.
Nice! Nice, Junior!
They were shooting at 6 and 5.
I'm at 4, Mikey.
Yeah!
It wasn't fair.
I gotta be honest, I was a little bit disappointed with Mikey's performance.
Mike, just fire at him.
No, I didn't want to shoot the guy in the head.
Shoot him.
Shoot him anyway.
I figured he was going to show Paulie up like he did before. But I think maybe he really doesn't have that killer instinct after all.
Did I miss him or what?
Why don't you just let him hold him and put the gun right through his head?
Okay, now we got another bird right here. It's running, it's running.
Good shot, Mike.
That was the fastest flyer yet.
Yeah!
Hey, jackass, you know where 10 o'clock is?
No.
No, he shot over the dog's head.
The last one was a warning shot to the other birds in the field. Pebble should be coming down in time.
I bet you, look, here's the dog, this dog here, that ain't pheasant.
You know, even though I didn't do too well, I still really enjoyed it.
I would probably come out again, maybe next time wear a little more wool. And hopefully, you know, kill more.
I think we ought to get some squirrel.
Hey, Pop, you think maybe they'll let me keep this vest?
Now that all the bodywork and primer coats are finished, I'm gonna start in on all the graphics on the POW MIA bike. Today I'm focusing mostly on the rear fender, which is gonna have barbed wire trim along the sides as a border. The idea for the center of the fender is to replicate a section of the panel from the Vietnam Memorial down in Washington, D.C. Senior gave me a photograph of the wall that he wanted me to use as a reference because he wanted to make sure that all of the names were authentic. I created a vinyl stencil with an adhesive backing so that I could apply the names directly onto the rear fender. Once I had all the names in place, I painted over them with a black base coat. That will have to let dry overnight.
This morning, we're starting the assembly of Senior's POW MIA bike. He and Polly are going to be out of the shop all day on business. But Senior wanted us to get going on it so we can get it done in time for a photo shoot we got coming up. Justin's still working on the tanks and fenders, so me, Nick, and Mike Campbell are going to basically get as far as we can without him.
I've got to be honest, out of all the theme bikes that OCC's made, this is probably my favorite. You know, I think Senior's design is as good, if not better, than some of the ones that Paulie comes up with. I really can't wait to see what this looks like when we put it all together. We'll be right back.
Hey, Nick, is there anything I could do to help out?
You can do the whole front end, cables, brakes, everything like that.
I really think it's awesome that OCC's building this bike. You know, when Paul Sr. started this project, I really didn't know too much about the Vietnam War. But just talking with Sr. and really working on this bike has taught me a lot. It's kind of funny because the last thing I thought I'd get working at the shop was a history lesson.
Now that the base coat is dry, I can peel off the vinyl letters to expose the granite gray color underneath. I'll eventually airbrush some shadings across the letters, which will give them a more three-dimensional look. The next major step is to spray white paint on the mesh cutout screen behind the rear fender. Paul Sr. told me he's installing some lights on the inside of the fender to illuminate the back portion. So it should look pretty sweet when everything's all done.
I think the farther along we get on this bike, the more it kind of sinks in what the message is and who it's being built for.
All right, guys, dude, we did a lot for today. We got pretty far. So I think we should just call it a day and start fresh in the morning. Come on, let's go. Good day.
I know a lot of people were affected by the Vietnam War. I know my family was.
Definitely the biggest challenge on this project is the artwork and graphics for the tank. Of all the bikes I've done for OCC, the graphics for this one are without a doubt the most complex. Part of what I'm trying to do is create an almost ghostly feel for some of the images. In order to do that, I have to do the paint job in several layers, blending and softening the details as I go. I've got to be careful with each layer I add so I don't mess up the ones that I've already done. So it's a technique that takes some time. But let me tell you, I know this bike means a lot to Senior. And I think it's also going to mean a lot to the families and loved ones of the people it's meant to honor.
Saw how much they got done on that bike? I couldn't believe it.
So, man,
that'd be her, huh?
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
She's getting there.
No, it was like they did 2 days of work in 1 day.
Man, oh,
pretty
man,
cool
that's
looking,
good, huh?
Pretty cool looking.
These guys really impressed the hell out of me.
Yeah, the paint should be here any minute. Fender and the tank. So.
Oh yeah.
I bet you that came out nice, huh?
Sure.
Hey, everybody.
That looks good, huh?
Speaking of the devil.
Good morning.
You know, just when I think that there's no way that Justin can top himself.
Check that out, dude.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that.
Are you crazy? He comes up with something that just blows me away and just takes his work to a whole new level. I gotta tell you, I think he's just an incredible artist.
And then,
you're the man.
Wow, cool. We got all of the names in here.
Wow, look at this, man. I mean, all the detail on this paint job, from the names on the fender.
Scene.
I could never. I never wrote that much in my life. To the graphics on the tank. Oh, are you kidding me or what?
No, dude.
Look at that. Look
that's,
at that.
It's unbelievable.
Huh? They're absolutely superb.
This here really shows up now, doesn't it? I couldn't be happier. Beautiful. All right, guys? Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to start it. I'm going to put this exhaust on. You know, Paulie stopped in this morning to check up on the bike. How nice is that paint? And I got to tell you, he was pretty impressed.
This tank will hold a little bit of fuel, won't it?
Whether or not he wanted to admit it.
Man, that exhaust is going to look good. That was my only contribution. Hey, Pop, I don't know about this headlight.
Huh? Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, not too
everything's
small.
Twisted. No, it's
no,
perfect.
It's a small, tiny little
headlight. Perfect, perfect, perfect. No, I think Paulie might be a little jealous. But this project's really not about something between me and him.
All right, I'm out of here.
It's about honoring heroes. You know what I mean?
Hey, if you need any help, give me a call, Pop.
Yeah, thanks for the help.
Hey, Pop, how's it going?
What the hell?
What?
Go over there and grind one of these things down a little more for me, will you? There's nuts over there on that table. Huh? Wind the nut all the way down and just go just before the nut.
Yep.
Got it, Nutley?
Yes, sir. My dad needed me to grind down the little bolts that he's going to use for the mounts for the exhaust cover. It wasn't exactly the hardest job in the world to do, but for some reason he was all wound up about the way I was doing it.
Done yet?
Sometimes I really think he doesn't appreciate my efforts.
No.
What?
Pay attention. Come here.
Come over here. Here's what you should have done. You put the nut on there, you grab the plier, you take it down there, and then when you take the nut off, it takes the bar off of there. Then I don't have to deal with this bull.
It's not even a big screw. You force it right on. Right? Or no?
I can't believe you did this. Ow!
Woo!
What do you want me to do with that with three threads on it?
Three threads? It'll be perfect.
If these don't work, I'm going to stick them in your eyes. You know, you think that I would learn by now that when Mikey's doing something, I gotta add some time to the schedule to kind of account for his learning curve. Son of a gun!
How are they working for you?
Ah.
So they didn't work at all? Very good.
I know he means well and whatnot, but sometimes he just frustrates the hell out of me. It's like, takes an hour to put two covers on a freaking car.
It's a very fun hour.
Whoa!
You using the pliers?
Well, what the hell? Where'd you get these pliers from?
What were they, the needle nose? I just ground down six bolts with them.
Come here, let me put these on your nose.
You got the screwdriver?
You know, it's like I got it. Now I got to start everything all over again.
Well, where's the where?
This is the pliers. See? You
see it?
No, where is it?
Over to your left. Getting warm.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Ha ha!
You found it.
No, that's yeah, it is it. Let me see if these work. I'm getting frustrated. Could have built a bike already. Line me up.
Up, over to the left. Go down, don't go down. You're in there? Yeah, there you go.
Got her. Yeah, baby. She's a beaut.
How's that?
You know, it's always real exciting when you start putting all the finished parts on the bike. I mean, that's when you really start getting an idea of what it's going to look like.
Oh, let me see. See that, Mike?
And it's going to be reflected.
Be bright,
on the
huh?
Too.
Cool.
And today, I think everybody in the shop is really anxious to get it all done, just so they can see the finished product. As long as we don't run into any problems, I think we'll get it off the lift today.
The peace sign looks cool, doesn't it? How nice is that? Whew. You know what? Let's get the tank on here. Come on, let's get the tank on. I got to be honest. I was a little bit surprised how enthused everybody was to get this bike done today. You got her? I don't know what it is, whether this project's been blessed or something somehow, but I think it went together faster and easier than any other theme bike that we've done. Man, that's killer. That is killer. And that's great because the last thing I wanted was a lot of tension and stress while we were finishing this bike up. Let's get that barbed wire on there.
You know, this afternoon it was pretty amazing to watch my father as all the different parts of the bike were getting put on. You know, I could just see how proud he was of what he had accomplished.
That looks incredible on here, doesn't it?
Awesome.
Out of all the bikes we've built, I think he's put more time and more of himself into this one than any of the others. And you know, that really makes me proud of him and proud of what he's done, too.
Thing. Looks good, huh? You know, even though this project really kind of started with me, and I basically designed this bike, as far as I'm concerned, it's really everybody's bike. This came out nice, the way he did this, like, three-dimensional,
you know what
I mean, with the barbed wire. I mean, Rick and Campo, they just did amazing work on it. And Mike and Cody, they helped out wherever they could. Look at the way he did the top of this tank over here. It's like just, look at how this looks like a ghost image in here. Of the soldier.
Did a hell of a job on that, dude.
And the colors.
It's real nice, dude.
Just totally off the hook, man. I mean, what else can I say about it? It's just incredible. I'm so impressed with this bike, man. Everything just beautiful. So it's really important to me when people look at this bike, they realize that it doesn't represent just me, but the very best of OCC. All right, let's go home. We're riding it tomorrow. You know, I decided to come in early this morning before anybody else got into the shop to take the POW MIA bike out for a test ride. You know, I don't know why, but I kind of wanted to be alone for the first time that I took this bike out. This bike may have taken 3 weeks to build, but for me, it's been a year in the making. You know, I've been thinking about it a lot ever since I met those veterans at the Javits Center last January. You know, it's kind of an odd feeling to be riding it after such a long time, but you know, it really kind of makes it feel real somehow.
I got to tell you something. I couldn't be more enthused about the way this bike turned out. And you want to know something? It runs even better than it looks. POW bike, hot bike's going to be shooting it for the cover of the magazine, and we're going to get together with some of the POW people that we had met at the Javits Center last year, and they'll be seeing the bike for the first time. You know, it was really important for me that Rick, Mikey, Campo, and Cody come to the photo shoot, because these guys were with me on this project from day one. They all work pretty hard, and they put their hearts into it. So I think it's a bike that they could be proud of, because I know I am. Mike, what the hell are you doing? Where are you going with this? Where are you going to go? Right straight back into the snow? Cut the wheel.
You could just get the bike off.
What are we going to have to do? Back it all the way in or what? It's like your test, like your driver's test you took. Come on, now back that way. Turn it that way. Cut the wheel that way. And don't look at me like that because you'll get knocked out.
What the heck just did?
I like when you clean the wheels so you just rip your knuckles right to shreds. This bike was in remembrance of, you know, the people that fought in the war and, you know, the people that died in the war. I was in the Merchant Marines, but I didn't fight in Vietnam. But I'm from that era, and I know, you know, what went on. So to me, the more recognition the bike gets, the more recognition they get. So being on the cover of the magazine was pretty important to me. You know? That's what I'm talking about, huh?
All right, let's get to the getting.
To me, what stands out about Orange County work is the details, the fabrication. You know, you come up with a theme, and it's unbelievable they make it. For Orange County Choppers, I've photographed 7 to 8 different bikes. In my opinion, Paul Sr. has a little bit of a difference between the way he builds and Paul Jr.'s designs. You can see the old school in Paul Sr. The challenge is getting all the details. There's so many details on the bike, every angle you look, there's another detail I gotta get. I personally like the fender, like you were standing at the Vietnam Memorial. I've never been to the wall, and just seeing it on the bike really makes you think, let's never forget. So let's put it right on the cover and let everybody see it so we never forget.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
You know, we were about halfway done photographing the bike when Bob and Fritz showed up. And it was a great opportunity for everybody that worked on this project to meet the guys that inspired it.
This is Code.
Hey, Code.
Nice to meet you.
Mike Campbell.
Personally.
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick.
These guys, Bobby. These guys here all participated in building this bike.
Well, I can't say enough how much we appreciate it, I'll tell you that.
I gotta be honest. I was a little bit nervous when they first started looking at the bike, because the last thing that I wanted was for them guys to be disappointed.
It's got the
bracelets.
But let me tell you, when I seen how those guys reacted, all my worries went away.
Yeah. Wow, that's he's got to finish shooting it, but when he's done shooting it, we can
take a closer look
and see some of the detail. But I was really happy with the way it came out, you know.
All right, guys, that's it. If you want to go in and take a closer look, go ahead.
No, we'd love to.
The POW MIA bike has so many assets to it, it's hard to begin where to look first. It's got the memorial behind inside. Look at one right into the other. The metal work and the sheet metal work, the paint job, the barbed wire, the coin that's mounted up in the triple trees.
If you look at the bracelets on the legs down in here, one of these is from Vietnam and the other one's from Iraq.
Phenomenal.
As I look at this bike, I think the main thing it means at this stage of our lives is the remembrance. Yep. Not everybody was in the service, not everybody went to Vietnam, but everybody felt the pain in one way or the other. One of the objectives of our organization is to keep the issue in the forefront and always remember the guys who didn't come back.
The guy Rick out there, one of the people on there is his uncle, you know? Jack Terrico right there. Having Fritz and Bob up here today kind of reminded me of why I really built this bike. When you see these guys, see what you did, you know, you actually are able to feel what they're feeling. It's, to me, that's the reward is in the end. The machine's a mechanical thing, but the people are real.
A lot of hours of labor and love, huh?
Yep.
I've met a lot of people in my lifetime that are not involved in the Vietnam War, never in the service. And for somebody like Paul to do what he had done, building this bike and the craftsmanship that he put into it, that means a lot. He's not only a great custom bike builder, but he's got a heart of gold. And thank God, because we need people like him. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it.
Maybe we should just get everybody in here and we'll get a picture. You know, for Mikey and Mike and Rick and Cody, you know, I think that they were probably just as proud as I was to be a part of what went on today. When you're able to be in a position to reach out and help people like that, for me, that's what it's all about.
American Chopper.
All right.
It's fourth and long, and the clock is ticking down.
We want to get the thing sitting up.
Just get it done.
As the OCC crew builds a big league custom chopper for some gridiron heroes. But flags are thrown.
Keep Grizzly off my back.
And Senior cries foul.
It's not happening.
When tackling this high-profile project for the New York Jets proves anything but a game. The action.
Woo!
The agony.
Woo!
Adoration.
It's like electric here.
Next time on American Chopper.